I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, on this beautiful outdoor weekend on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Kyle Norris on the board today for The Fan. And now our illustrious producer, JW, John Winters. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning? I'm having a blast.
Are you out picking fiddlehead by any chance?
No. I've been listening to the program, and I'm just wondering... I'm wondering if Sean Kelly brought in more sawdust. Did he say he brought in sawdust so he can make those pita burgers that he's putting out for consumption that he can't eat himself?
Pita burgers?
Pita burger. I didn't want to say that. I'm glad you brought it up.
That's been in your material for 2 weeks, and you didn't have the stones to say it. You wouldn't do it, would you?
I did. You're absolutely right. I did not. I'm glad you did, though. Pita burger. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll bet you they put them on their, their Hall of Fame list.
Johnny, and as much as we're rejoicing at this beautiful weather and this time of year, aside from a little water that we're dealing with, it's just a great time of year to be in the outdoors, but not so much for wildlife itself in terms of collisions and accidents with cars and that kind of thing. Talk to us about that, would you?
Well, I wanted to follow up on a story that Brad Schlorf had on the radio some weeks ago, and he was talking about spring collisions with deer and moose because they start moving from their winter range to their summer range. And so I did some look online, and it kind of links, too, to the story from John Kaplanis, who was on, who is now heading that big game management committee. They're trying to figure out, you know, how can we better manage moose and why are our moose in decline? I think there's a sleeper out there, and the sleeper is collisions on roads. And if you saw the national story, in fact, it was international in scope this week, about losing a million species worldwide to extinction. And so I got into this and did some reading, and a lot of what's in there has to do with roads and roads' impact on wildlife.
Yeah, and you know, we take it for granted driving around. I mean, a lot of us that have been doing these excursions into the outdoors, and in particular up north, we kind of take for granted that we have to be you have to have eyes 360 degrees almost, because they do come out. And unfortunately, it's that time of year where we're making contact with wildlife is not a good thing. You know, stuff like deer. You mentioned deer, of course, moose. Why do all these animals come out this time of year, by the way?
Well, there's some suggestion that the area along the roadside will green up first. I mean, the sun gets at it sooner, and so the browse that they've been on in the winter is starting to give way to new fresh plants that they'd rather feed on. But there's salt and mineral pools alongside of the road that moose will go to because they're mineral deficient. They're mineral deficient from browsing on twigs all winter, and they love that roadside salt. It looks like mud to you and I, but to them it's a kind of a feast. So, of course, it puts them right next to the traffic, and that's not a good thing.
And of course, the grass is always greener on the other side of the road, and that's why they're crossing, right?
Who knows? The flies get to them and so on. But just some sobering statistics. Ontario, 10,000 to 14,000 vehicle collisions a year with big game.
Wow. Wow.
That's about 4 to 8 large animals per hour are hit across Canada. So when you start to look at... diminishing numbers in terms of wildlife, it certainly has an impact. It does a number on turtles. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
In one study in Canada, the estimate is that 1,200 birds are killed on 100 kilometers of highway every year. And if you do the math on it, it's a staggering number. And butterflies, this one just blew me away. Monarch butterflies, we've said, are in real trouble. Used to be a billion of them. Now there's 33 million. It's just a steep downhill decline. We said and have thought that losing habitat in Mexico where they breed in the winter is what's causing that. But there's an estimate that 500,000 were killed with road mortality in one weekend as they made their movement through the state of Illinois. Wow. 500,000.
I got to be honest with you. I can't remember the last time I even saw a monarch butterfly.
Well, we see them in our area, but the problem is too often we see them just before they hit the windshield.
Yeah,
exactly. I see a lot of them up in Wilberforce, where my trailer is.
I used to see all kinds. I can't recall. How are those little critter fences doing that I see Ontario is putting along the roadsides of northern Ontario?
Well, they help, and they certainly help with the bigger shelled turtles. The turtles are actually attracted to the roadside, and what they're doing is they're going to the gravel shoulder where it's sunny and it's got the right inclination to be nice and warm, and that's where they'll deposit their eggs, which happen to get predated by every known species of wildlife that likes eggs, like raccoons and skunks and foxes and everything else. But then they get splattered on the road. And the issue there is, so how do you keep them from crossing the road? And they put up the barrier fences, and they seem to be working in some areas, but there's a lot of road to barrier fences, you know. So I think the message in all of this is we need to be maybe a little bit more cautious, especially starting at dusk. There's a lot of wildlife movement starting at dusk and going through until midnight. If you're going to hit something, that's a prime time.
I know that in most northern communities, they always advise visitors not to drive after dusk for that very same reason. So,
well, it's good advice, Angelo, because the statistics from when I was in Algonquin Park, and that was over an 11-year period, would be that we would pick up 11 moose off of the side of the road every year. 11 would be killed by traffic. Wow. I bet you there were... 11 to 15 would be killed by traffic, and I would expect that it was double that number that would be hit and injured and back in the bush.
Yeah, and if all of this doesn't really hit you where it needs to hit you, by the way, we're not even talking about the damage that it does to you and your vehicle. I mean, that's a whole other issue, but that's certainly another reason to be vigilant this time of year under low light conditions when you're driving. And not just in northern Ontario, by the way, just outside of the city it starts happening. So, Johnny, what's happening this weekend in the Winters household?
Well, I want to get out and do some brook trout fishing on a local creek here. I've got my eye on it,
nice.
But the water level's too high. As soon as the water level drops, then I'm on it. And I'm not going to do like Brad Schlorf where I go out and freeze my butt off. I'm waiting for some fair weather. They'll hit in the fair weather. So I'll let you know how I make out next weekend.
All right, my friend. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
John Winters, retired park superintendent of Algonquin Park and now the producer of ODJ Radio. I say now. I think he's been here about 150 years. Sorry, it feels like that. I don't know what that means, but.